Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. For the past 16 years, the French-Canadian ensemble Les Boreades has brought audiences a fresh and exciting perspective on music of the Baroque. Led by recorder and flute virtuoso Francis Colpron, this ensemble has made numerous recordings of vocal, chamber, and orchestral music. From Bois Mortier to the Beatles, we'll get a formal introduction this week on Harmonia to one of Montreal's truly special ensembles, as well as listen to a new release entitled Music of the Sistine Chapel.
Shall be all the pain.
music of Henry Purcell, performed by Corinna Gauvin and Les Boreades of Montreal. The Canadian city of Montreal can boast many world-class early music ensembles. Of these, Les Boreades has created a special niche with its interpretations of music spanning the entire Baroque era. Founded in 1991 by its artistic director Francis Colpron, the ensemble has toured extensively and garnered critical acclaim for its recordings on the Atma label. One particularly special citation was for a CD of music by Georg Philipp Telemann, in which it was awarded the Opus Prize for Best Recording in the year 1999. Here's music of Telemann, his Concerto for Baroque Flute, Violin Solo, Strings and Continuo in E minor, performed by Les Boreades of Montreal with soloists Francis Colpron and Manfred Kramer.
Thank you. Thank you.
Telemann Concerto for Six in E Minor, performed by Les Boreades, with soloists Francis Colpron, Baroque Flute, and Manfred Kramer, Violin. Welcome back to Harmonia. This week we're getting to know the Baroque ensemble Les Boreades of Montreal. The ensemble takes its name from Greek mythology. Argonauts, winged heroes, and sons of Boreas, god of the north wind and bringer of winter, the Boreades were two brothers named Calais and Zetes. The pair was known for their brief yet memorable participation in Jason's quest for the Golden Fleece. With the Boreades in mind, and particular their father, we move on to a more recent recording by Les Boreades, entitled Hiver, or Winter, the ensemble's first recording with French-Canadian soprano Corinna Gauvin. We'll hear the beginning of Bois Mortier's cantata Hiver, performed by soprano Corinna Gauvin and Les Boreades of Montreal.
Charmant,
Music of Joseph Baudin de Boismortier. The beginning of his cantata Hiver was performed by Carina Gauvin, soprano, and Les Boreades of Montreal from a recording with the same title. We'll continue with Carina Gauvin and Les Boreades in a subsequent recording of music by Henry Purcell. This is the air One Charming Night from The Fairy Queen.
Oh,
Henry Purcell's air One Charming Night from The Fairy Queen. It was performed by Corinna Gauvin, soprano, and Les Boreades. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to the Baroque ensemble Les Boreades of Montreal. The ensemble's artistic director, Francis Colpron, has made a number of recordings as soloist in his own right. For the one titled Bravade, he chose the music of Jacob van Eyck and his contemporaries. Music of Zebrant II van Noort, his sonata in G minor for recorder and continuo.
Thank you.
We heard Francis Colpron as recorder soloist in Siebrandt II von Nort's Sonata in G minor. By far the most unusual recordings by Les Boreades have been the three-volume series called Beatles Baroque. Described as excellent, ingenious, and brilliant, the entire series was arranged by Eric Milne, the group's keyboardist. A familiar Beatles tune and an unlikely place to find it. Hello, Goodbye, as arranged by Eric Milne, performed by Les Boreades of Montreal, from their CD Beatles Baroque, Volume 2. This week on Harmonia, we're listening to the Baroque ensemble Les Boreades of Montreal. One of the larger recording projects the ensemble has done was to tackle the Handel mask Acis and Galatea. With soprano Susie LeBlanc and tenor Mark Bleek in the title roles, the recording was unanimously praised in the media. Here's music of Handel. The opening sinfonia and chorus to Acis and Galatea is performed by Les Boreades. Thank you. The opening sinfonia and chorus from Handel's Acis and Galatea was performed by Les Boreades. Our new release this week takes us from Montreal to Vatican City. The 16, under the direction of Harry Christophers, brings us Renaissance music for the Sistine Chapel, represented by composers Palestrina, Anerio, Allegri, and Marenzio. We'll hear two motets by Palestrina, performed by the 16.
Thank you.
Music of Palestrina, two motets were performed by The Sixteen in a recent release called Music of the Sistine Chapel. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information about Harmonia can be found on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.